For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Feeling hunger is a physical sensation. Being food insecure is different and a more daunting challenge to those aiming to help. 1 in 4 children in Lubbock County and 1 in 3 in neighboring counties are food insecure. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines food insecurity as a lack of consistent access to enough food for an active, healthy life. A coalition in Lubbock is working to help children 18 and younger have access to healthy meals this summer.
We need the community to come together and support an effort like this because hunger is related to so many other issues. We're talking about education. We're talking about future employment. We're talking just about how do we connect the young people in our community with the resources they need.
That's Andy Black, the director of Lubbock's regional office of the Texas Hunger Initiative, housed at Baylor University. It helps support the efforts of the South Plains Hunger Solutions, a coalition of organizations working to help residents have access to healthy food.
We're the people behind the people. Our job is to help all of the organizations, agencies, churches, even government-funded programs that exist in our region, help them do what they do even better and more effectively through helping facilitate these partnerships.
During school years, students 18 and under in public and nonprofit private schools and residential child care institutions who are food insecure get nutritionally balanced, low-cost, or free lunches each day through the National School Lunch Program. During the summer, the coalition works to coordinate free lunches and, in some cases, breakfasts for youngsters at nearly 50 locations around the city. Some of the meals programs started in May, but days and times are different for many of the 50 locations. Some are only for June, some are only 2 days a week, while others are 5 days a week. More information on where meals are available can be learned by dialing 211 or by texting FOODTX to 877-877.
Hunger is complicated, and how we address it is going to be so contextual, and it requires everyone, and it requires the gifts, the resources, the different kinds of commitments, the enthusiasm of everyone in the community, really, literally, all these institutions. And that's what we're here to do, is to try to highlight that, try to harness it, and to do that informed by the best practices that we can see around the state, around the country.
The South Plains Food Bank, the YWCA of Lubbock, and the Lubbock and Friendship School Districts make up the coalition. Three groups in the coalition work on its mission. There's a team for children, a team for seniors, and one for horticulture and gardening. The South Plains Food Bank also delivers fresh, healthy meals to sites in many counties throughout the region.
All four of those entities are making available these free summer meals, and they're all doing great work.
Black says there are so many individuals or groups that want to help that the challenge is to avoid duplicating services. And sometimes communications between those working to help those with food insecurity aren't adequate.
The challenge that comes with that is just simply that it's a lot of individual, whether an individual person or an individual organization, it depends on that group's initiative, right? And they are limited in what they can see, what resources they have, and through no fault of their own, that just means everyone's doing what they can. It's just that that often can lead sometimes to duplication.
Part of the Texas Hunger Initiative's aim is to better organize the community as it works to help those who are food insecure.
What we mean by that in the context of our work is bringing all of those different kinds of resources together and saying who does what best and how can we all know who is doing what. And in the process, we're also going to be identifying what are the gaps.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.